The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike.
Quality of product is essential to continuing success.
And Lucky Strike means fine tobacco.
L-S-M-F-T.
Yes, Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And in a cigarette, it's the tobacco that counts. Remember what happens at the tobacco auction? At market after market, independent tobacco experts, makers of Lucky Strike, consistently select and buy that fine, that light, that naturally mild tobacco.
Lucky Strike presents The Man Who Knows, the tobacco warehouseman.
Mr. Alexander Irvin, well-known tobacco warehouseman of Reedsville, North Carolina, said recently,
"For many seasons, I've seen the makers of Lucky Strike buy ripe, mellow tobacco. Fine tobacco you just can't beat for real smoking quality. Smoke Lucky's myself for 14 years.
So for your own real, deep-down smoking enjoyment, remember,
L-S-M-F-T.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And Lucky Strike is the ideal gift on every Christmas list. So say Merry Christmas 200 times with a carton of 200 Lucky Strike cigarettes in their beautiful holiday wrapping.
And for the specials on your list, a special handsome gift box of 500 Lucky Strike cigarettes. Each so round, so firm, so fully packed, so free and easy on the draw.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, there are only three more shopping days till Christmas. So let's pick up Jack and Rochester on their way down to do their last minute for shopping.
Rochester, how's it from my house to downtown?
About 7 miles, boss.
Oh, fine. We ought to be there about noon.
Yeah, it's a good thing we started last night.
Yeah. Gee, there sure is a lot of traffic this time of year, and I have so much to do. I better check over this list. Clark Gable, a half a dozen shirts. Barbara Stanwyck, 1 dozen initial handkerchiefs. Gary Cooper, 2 pair of silk pajamas. Claudette Colbert, lace negligee. Rochester, I hope we can deliver these things by tomorrow.
Yeah, you probably will have their laundry back before Christmas.
We may have to work tonight. Oh, well, let's not worry about that now. Donna, we'll never get downtown at this rate. So slow riding behind the trolley.
You want me to cast off and hook onto a bus?
No, I can't suffuse. You know, Rochester, Christmas is a lot different now than it was years ago. I remember one Christmas Eve when I was a kid. The ground was covered with snow, and as I looked out the window, in the distance I could see someone dressed in. Suddenly there came a patter of hoofbeats and a knock on the door. And the door flew open, and the man said,
"The British are coming!"
He did not. He said, "Merry Christmas." It was Santa Claus. Then he came into the house and gave my cousin Cliff a sled, my sister Florence a doll, and Rochester, you'll never guess what Santa Claus gave me.
What?
A violin.
A sweet old man did that.
Rochester, don't be... Oh, there's the store. We better start looking for a place to park. Here's a place. Slow down while I see what it says on the sign. This parking lot reserved for the patrons of the Paddock Swimming Pool Company. 1 hour free parking with each $6,000 purchase. It's a shame we've already have a swimming pool. Oh, look, here's another free parking lot. Let me see. This lot reserved for the patrons of Dr. Whiteside, the friendly dentist. 1 free parking with each tooth full. Rochester.
I went last time. It's your turn now.
Well, never mind. Let me out and you find a place to park the car. I got to meet Miss Livingston.
Okay.
Gee, there's certainly a lot of people downtown today.
Jack, oh, Jack.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Jack, I've been waiting for 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got held up in traffic. Let's go in the store. Mary, you have my Christmas list, haven't you?
Yes, here it is.
What does it say?
It says, Dear Jackie boy, I couldn't meet you last night because the customer spilled a chocolate soda all over my uniform. So I...
The list is on the other side. Give it to me.
Wait a minute, Jack. Who's Josephine?
The little blonde car hop at Simon's Drive-In. She used to work at the Glendale branch, but they promoted her to Beverly Hills. Gee, I hope that chocolate soda incident doesn't send her back to Glendale. You know, she's very pretty, Mary. The Drive-In uses her pictures in all their newspaper ads.
Oh, yes, I remember. She was Miss Cheeseburger of 1946.
Yeah, she'd have made it this year, too, but her mustard was on crooked. Just goes to show you. Fate. A little thing like that, huh? Let me see that list, Mary.
Yeah.
See, I still have to buy a present for my old girlfriend, Gladys Abisco. I don't know what to get her. You think she'd like a lipstick?
I don't know. She got lips.
Yes. Oh, stop being so catty. I know what. I'll just send her some flowers. Now, come on, before I do any shopping, I want to open a charge account. There's the credit department over there.
Now, Mr. Benny, I think we have all the personal information we need. Now, would you tell us something about your financial qualifications? What are your assets?
Well, I own my own home, my own car. I have 3 paid-up insurance policies. I have a radio program, and I own some stocks and bonds.
I see. Now, what are your liabilities?
My liabilities?
The horn blows at midnight.
There.
The horn blows at midnight. Oh, yes, that was a picture.
Thank you.
Now, Mr. Benny, in what bank do you keep your money?
The Bank of America, California Bank, Security Trust Company, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Mercantile Trust Company, Security Savings Bank, First National Bank of New York, Pittsburgh Trust Company, National Bank of Commerce.
Can I help you, young man?
Help me?
Yes, yes, you've been standing in front of this counter for 10 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm confused.
Well, that's understandable. You're confused because it's Christmas time. You've got the Christmas spirit. You're doing your Christmas shopping, and you're looking at so many different things.
Well, that explains why I'm confused in December, but what about the other months?
Well, I wouldn't know. I'm just standing behind this counter because in a moment of enthusiasm, I sold my pants.
Oh, well, I'd like to get something for my parents.
Well, your mother and father, eh?
Yeah, how did you know?
Oh, I just figured it out.
Gee whiz, I don't know what to get for my mother.
You know, young man, looking at you, I can just picture your mother.
You can?
Yes, small, petite, gentle, a kindly smile for everyone, and spends most of the time sitting in a rocking chair knitting.
That's my father. Now try and guess my mother. Oh, boy, she sure makes him toe the mark.
You mean your father's afraid of your mother?
Oh, everybody's afraid of my mother. When I was born, the stork left me a block away from the house.
What?
It's a good thing I knew the address. Gee, I wish I knew what to buy my mother for a Christmas present. Oh, I know. I'll get her one of these. What size is this one?
38.
No, that'll be a little too small. What size is this one here?
That's a 44.
That's fine. Put some bullets in it and wrap it up.
Yes, sir.
Send it to Mrs. Patricia Day and put a card in it saying, "With all my love, Dennis."
Yes, sir. I'll do that immediately.
First National Bank, Bank of Manhattan, Sacramento Savings and Trust, San Francisco Bank Exchange, and the Benny Trust Company of Waukegan.
Well, well, you certainly keep your money in a lot of different places.
Yes.
He's also got a St. Bernard with a coin slot in the brandy barrel.
That's in case I get lost, isn't it?
Well, Mr. Benny, as far as your credit is concerned, that's all the information we need.
Thank you. Now, come on, Mary. Let's get my shopping started. Let me see that list again. There's Don, Rochester... Hey, Mary, what would be a good thing for a 9-year-old boy? I want to get something for little Stevie Kent.
Stevie Kent? Isn't he the little boy who tackled you in the football game and sprained your ankle?
Uh-huh.
And you're buying him a present?
Mary, it was an accident. He didn't mean to do it.
Then why are you suing him?
I'm not suing him. I dropped the case after he paid the doctor bill. Now, come on, let's try to...
Mr. Jack Benny, please report to the credit department.
Oh, darn it, what do they want now?
Pardon me, miss. Would you mind waiting on me, please?
Why, yes, sir. What can I do for you all?
Well, honey, child. You the same little gal waited on me last year. You from Alabama, ain't you?
I sure am. Are you all from the South?
Am I all from the South? Honey, when I was born, the doctor held me up by my feet and slapped me with a candied yam.
Well, call my Pullman and meet my Jules if it ain't little old Phil Harris.
That's me, baby. They purchased Louisiana because I was in it.
I don't doubt it for a minute. Now, what would you like to buy?
Well, I don't know.
How would y'all like to see something nice in lingerie?
Now, honey, you know you shouldn't throw me a line like that.
Gee, Mr. Harris, you're so cute.
Yeah, everybody notices it.
You know, Mr. Harris, you're so much different than I pictured you to be. On the radio, you're such a braggart. You sound so conceited.
That ain't nothing way like go on television.
Are you all going to go on television?
Honey, when a man is as good-looking as I am, television ain't a luxury. It's a necessity. Now, let me see. Let me see. I'm wondering, honey, what I can get for my wife. I'll tell you what. Hey, them negligees there.
Why, yes, sir. Shall I wrap it as a gift?
Yeah, and fix the package up so she can't peek into it. Seal it over with some of that scotch and soda tape.
I'll have it wrapped up for you in two shapes of a tail. Wait right here, Mr. Harris.
Mister, there was a call that I report back here to the credit department.
Oh, yes, Mr. Benny. The Sawheads checked your financial standing, and we're happy to say that the papers are all ready for the loan.
Loan? I don't want to get a loan.
No, we do.
Well, how much...
Jack,
would...
come on. You came here to do your Christmas shopping.
Oh, yes. You better call me at home, mister. Come on, Mary. I might as well buy the flowers for Gladys Zabisco first.
Okay.
Hiya, Janet.
Huh? Oh, hello.
Long time no see.
All right. Come on, Mary.
Jack, who was that?
Oh, he's that racetrack cow who used to hang around Santa Anita. What a guy. Come on, let's get away from him, huh?
Oh, wait a minute, Jack. I want to stop the lingerie counter. I like this shade, miss. I'll take this pair of two-thread hose.
You're wrong, lady. This hose is three-thread.
Oh, no, it's two-thread.
I beg your pardon, but it's three-thread.
Listen, sister, don't argue with me. Not so long ago, I was standing right where you are.
That's telling her, Mary.
I don't know why I'm so fresh. She's making more money than I am.
Only during the holiday season. Anyway, Mary, you don't have to buy stockings. I was going to give you a pair for Christmas.
I'll buy my own. I wore the stockings you gave me last year, and everybody thought I was a nurse.
Well, how do I know the kind you want? Now, come with me while I get the flowers.
Hello, Mr. Benny. Are you fine as catching up with you?
Oh, hello, Mr. Kitzel. Hello, are you doing your Christmas shopping?
Look at these arm-loaded bundles, the things I am buying.
Now, what's in that long, thin package?
This is a present I'm sending to my brother-in-law. It's a hacksaw.
A hacksaw?
If he gets it in time, he'll be home for Christmas.
Mr. Kitzel, your brother-in-law is a prisoner?
No, he's the warden.
Well, if he's the warden, why does he want a hacksaw?
He was playing truth or consequences with the prisoners, and he lost.
Oh.
Say, Mr. Kistner, what are you getting your wife for Christmas?
I got it already here in this box. It's a beautiful fur coat.
Well, that's nice. What is it, the fox or stable?
On the label, it's sable. In the box, it's fox.
Well, don't you know what you bought? I mean, didn't you ask the salesman?
For $29, I should start an argument.
Well, maybe you're right. She'll probably like it anyway. Well, goodbye, Mr. Kitzel.
Merry you time, Mr. Benny.
Merry Christmas to you, sir. Say, Mary, while you're waiting for your stockings, I'm going over and pick out some flowers for Gladys. Gee, all these flowers are so beautiful. I think I'll get these roses. Yeah, they're the nicest.
Hey, Jack. Jack.
Huh?
What you doing?
I'm buying flowers.
What kind?
I'm buying roses.
Uh-uh.
What?
Take the carnations.
But look, I don't want carnations. I want roses.
Come here a minute.
Huh?
Don't be a jank. The roses are a buck a piece. That's even money.
I know.
The same don't want carnations will get you 6-1.
Six to one?
Don't take my word for it. Here it is in the seed catalog.
Look, listen.
I'll show you. Now, let's see. Poppies, gladiolas, chrysanthemums, poison ivy. Now, that's been scratched. violets, daisies, roses. Yeah, here it is, roses. Blooms early, fades in the finish.
Well, look, and I don't care what it says. I'm still going to buy the roses.
Okay. It's your money.
I wish that guy would leave me alone. Hey. Oh, Miss! Miss!
Now, let me see. I have my rifle, cartridges, my rod and reel and hooks.
Yes, sir. Now, is there anything else you need?
Oh, yes, a tent.
Very well. How about this one over here?
Well, that looks good.
Shall I have it delivered?
No, just put sleeves on it. I'll wear it home.
Oh, Don! Don!
Well, hello, Jack. Hello. Doing your last-minute shopping?
Yeah, I was just going over to the perfume counter to get a present for my sister, Florence.
Well, Jack, before you go, I want to show you something I bought you in the toy department. I gave you something like this last year, but you broke it, remember?
Oh, yeah, but Don, that was last year. I'm too old for toys.
But, Jack, this is so novel. Now, just look at it. A set of toy wooden soldiers.
Now, that's not for me, believe me.
Well, now, just watch what happens when I wind them up.
Now, people are watching. Don, you can show it to me at home.
Here it goes! Again.
Never mind, Don. Forget it. It was nice of you to think of me anyway. I'll see you later.
Jack, I've been looking for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mary. I stopped to talk to Don Wilson. Oh, say, Mary, don't let me forget to buy something for Fred Allen.
Fred Allen?
Yeah. See, I don't know what to get him. He has nothing.
Oh.
Oh, I'll buy something for my sister first. Here's the perfume counter. Pardon me, sir. I'd like to buy some perfume.
Okay, mister. What kind of perfume would you like?
Well, I don't know. What's popular right now?
Well, here's something that's not too strong, yet leaves a trail of broken hearts.
Oh.
It's called Avec Trey Je T'aime Beaucoup, My Cherie Trey V.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I didn't take French when I was at Harvard.
Oh, well, anyway, I don't think I'd like that. What else have you got?
Well, here's some other perfume called Essence of a Locker Room.
No, I don't want. Say, here's a perfume that looks nice. How much is that?
68 cents a gallon.
68 cents a gallon? What do you think, Mary?
The same as you. The price is right.
I didn't mean that.
If you want something cheaper, here's some perfume for only 25 cents.
25 cents? What kind of a bottle does that come in?
That don't come in no bottle. We keep it on tap.
On tap?
When I draw it fast, you ought to see the head on it.
Well, never mind. I'll get something else.
By the way, mister, and they put a fellow like you behind the perfume counter.
Oh, my regular job is in a delicatessen department slicing Limburger cheese.
Limburger cheese?
Yeah, once a month they send me here to neutralize me.
Well, you must have just come up. Come on, Mary, let's go. Mary, let's go to another counter and see.
Oh, look. There's Rochester buying some cufflinks.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who they're for. Let's sneak up behind him and listen.
I think these are beautiful. They're very unusual.
Yeah, but I don't think my boss would like them. They ain't his style.
I see. What type of man is your boss?
Well, he's medium tall, medium weight, and rather conservative.
By conservative, you mean he's parsimonious?
Parsimonious? What's that?
Frugal.
What frugal?
Thrifty.
You're heading in the right direction, but you've got a wrong.
If I had those couplings already, I'd fire him.
Quiet. I want to hear this.
Now, let's see. Maybe he'd like something else. Why don't you buy him a nice wallet?
He ain't got no use for a wallet.
Where does he keep his money?
California Bank, Bank of America, Security First National Bank, and a Philco deep freeze.
A Philco deep freeze.
Mr. Denny likes some of his money in cold cash.
Rochester.
Oh, hello, boss. I didn't see you.
I know you didn't, but if you're going to buy me a Christmas present, buy it. Don't discuss my personal affairs.
Yes, sir.
Now, come on, Mary. Let's go. Well, say, Mary, there's one thing I still have to get.
What's that?
A present for Don Wilson. I can get it right over here at this counter. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir.
I was thinking of getting...
Say, your face looks familiar. Didn't I wait on you last year?
Yes, I believe you did. I was thinking of getting...
Now I remember. You bought a pair of shoelaces, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Now, I was thinking of getting...
You couldn't make up your mind whether to get plastic tips or metal tips.
That's right.
Jack, let's get out of here.
Wait, Mary, I have to buy Don's present. Mister, do you happen to have...
I remember how you kept coming back. First you get plastic tips, then you change to metal tips. Plastic tips, metal tips.
It was a hard decision to make, you see. Now, mister, I'd like to get...
Metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips.
Jack, get out quick.
Wait a minute.
And you came back again, and again, and again, and again.
Mister.
All the other clerks went home, but I had to stay.
Look, mister.
But you're not going to do it to me this year. Plastic tips, metal tips, plastic tips, metal tips. Get out of here. Get out of here.
But, mister.
Plastic tips, metal tips. Take them all away! Everybody,
you
can't put them here. I have to
come on, Mary.
I have to get settled in. Take them all away!
Ah! gentlemen, since this is our Christmas show, we feel that it is fitting to close with a medley of Christmas carols sung by Dennis Day.
This is NBC National Broadcasting Company.